You're listening to Greater LA. It's KCRW's show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. I'm Steve Chiotakis. It's market time in Central Alameda, one of the most densely populated neighborhoods in Los Angeles. On South Central Avenue, several dozen canopies shield fruits and vegetables from the sun. Flies swarm to get out of the heat. This open-air market is a great convenience for Orlando Zepeda. He came to the United States from El Salvador more than 30 years ago. He lives right around the corner in this largely immigrant community. He's got a little two-bedroom bungalow that he owns and shares with his wife and two kids.
Mostly every day on Thursday, they do the farmer's market, they call it. They do on the street. They put tents and they got everything for sale. I got there. Yeah.
But that is where the laughter stops. Orlando is one of about 400,000 immigrants living in the U.S. legally in danger of being deported. KCRW's Benjamin Gottlieb picks up the story.
Lovely. I think just, that's her.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, he's here now.
Great, thanks.
Okay.
Before Orlando and I get to talking, his attorney calls from the ACLU. Orlando is here legally in the U.S. on a program called TPS, or Temporary Protected Status. It allows nationals of certain countries to stay in the U.S. if they are here and something catastrophic happens back home, like the outbreak of war in Sudan, for example, or a natural disaster like the 1998 hurricane in Honduras. In the case of Orlando, it's a devastating earthquake in his native El Salvador from 2001. There hasn't been a lot of national attention paid to this group of people since the program's inception. But things have changed. The Trump administration wants to send most people who are here legally under the TPS program home. In all, six nations are at risk of losing their status: Honduras, Haiti, Nepal, Nicaragua, Sudan, and El Salvador. Orlando's eyes fill with tears when we start to talk about this. His daughter's tiny dog sitting protectively on his lap.
I feel like I have lived all my life here. And that's it, because I came here when I was only 16 years old. I have lived my whole life here. And when this decision comes, it was very sad to hear. I was angry because we deserve to be here. Because we have our own life. We have very deep roots in this country already. I have my two kids, and they need us. They don't know. They haven't been in my country. Even when I went back to El Salvador, there were places that I didn't know because I came here when I was a little too.
Next to him on the wall of his living room are pictures of him in Washington, D.C. He's been there a couple times, he says, lobbying Congress to pass a law that would allow him and other TPS holders to stay permanently. There's been plenty of activism on this issue, too. Protesters recently descended on Pasadena, where the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals meets. A panel of that court is currently deciding whether or not to lift an injunction that's stalling the sunset of these protections. In other words, this court could strip away legal status from TPS holders, or they could let them stay. Hundreds of them and their supporters showed up that day to protest and to celebrate. Like Fernando Flores, he's also from El Salvador and has been working and paying taxes in the U.S. for 18 years. He feels like he has earned the right to stay here.
Es una situación muy dura, ¿verdad? Porque es una separación.
It's a hard situation, he says, because deportation would involve families being separated. And he says, I'm not asking for a handout. I've earned the right to stay in the U.S. Fernando's preteen daughter, Michelle, has been torn apart over the idea that her father could be deported. She was born here in the U.S. and came with her father to protest the administration.
I really love him, and I don't want him to leave my side because it's really, like, just sad for me. So, like, I really don't want him to leave. And, like, I really, really love him. So, like, I don't want him to leave. And it's really sad to know that it's his last opportunity.
This reality of family separation affects TPS holders not just from Central America, but across the world as well. Ebtihal Abdullah is a citizen of Sudan, and she could be deported back to her East African country if the injunction keeping her here in the U.S. is lifted by the courts.
I have kids. They are U.S. citizens. So either I have to leave them here, and that's not an option, take them with me. My country is not their home, so I decide to step forward and fight so we can all stay together.
Ebtihal, like other TPS holders, is here legally with a work permit and the ability to travel outside of the U.S. She's at risk of losing that too. Ahalan Arulananthem is with the ACLU of Southern California. He's the guy that's arguing on behalf of TPS holders in the courts. And he says that if TPS is rescinded, people would start feeling the effects pretty quickly.
They would lose their employment authorization. So you can expect that the vast majority of those people would be fired. We know that the job participation rate for this group is extraordinarily high, as you would guess. And that means a few months after that, in many of the cases, they'd lose their homes. They would lose their cars. Those who are paying their children's college tuitions or high school tuitions, you know, would deal with all of the downstream financial ramifications of that. It's also true that they all immediately would become subject to deportation.
Which is a big part of President Donald Trump's agenda to reduce immigration into the U.S. In the case of TPS, the position of the administration is that conditions have improved in these countries. Here's Gerard Sinzdak, an attorney arguing on behalf of the federal government before the Ninth Circuit.
We are not here contesting that the plaintiffs will suffer harm and the balance of equities tips in their favor, but plaintiffs nonetheless must show that they are likely to succeed on the merits of their claims or at least raise serious questions about those claims, and they do not do so here.
Others, like Mark Krikorian with the Center for Immigration Studies, are calling for these types of protections to be thrown out entirely. The center is a think tank in Washington, D.C. that wants to restrict immigration.
They have no right to remain here, but prudence would suggest finding a way to let them stay lawfully. But that cannot happen unless the TPS law is fundamentally changed.
Krikorian says the U.S. should no longer be in a position of offering temporary legal status to immigrants with no way to determine when temporary is over. I brought that up to Ebtihal. She wrote a declaration for the court in this case. And while she agrees the program isn't working properly, in her mind, there is a major disconnect in the politics.
They don't see it. They don't know exactly what is going on in the other parts of the world. And they just close their eyes from the way that we suffer.
Last week, the Trump administration granted a reprieve for Salvadoran TPS holders. It gave them a one-year extension. And that means they'll be allowed to live and work legally in the U.S. until January 2021. But the other groups, well, they're not as fortunate. If the injunction is lifted, they'll lose their work permits and legal standing right away. A decision is expected in the coming days. For KCRW, I'm Benjamin Gottlieb.